It's the Iowa thing to do at the Iowa State Fair. Cast your kernel.
The kernel caucus is a local tradition here. Passerbys are handed a kernel of corn, and they drop it in a mason jar, either for President Obama or for the presumptive Republican nominee Mitt Romney. Ariel Nixon works at WHO-TV, the station that runs the poll.
It's pretty close. Obama has 43% of the vote, and Romney's at 57%. So it's kind of been interesting because we get to see who people vote for. It's been interesting trying to guess, you know.
Do you find yourself guessing right? Or
no, I'm never right.
Never being right and never being able to turn to the right is a claim Paul Ryan tossed out at Obama yesterday.
My guess is the reason President Obama isn't making it here from Council Bluffs because he only knows left turns.
Ryan may have spoken too quickly as rumors began to spread of a secret presidential stop at the fair. Still, many in the crowd felt that Ryan's presence on the ticket pushed Romney to the right, and that's something supporters were happy about.
Gordon Harrison.
Karen Harrison.
Did Ryan's inclusion on the ticket, has that energized you?
Yes.
Yes,
very much so. His conservatism especially.
He's young and he's ambitious, and I think he's got a lot of good ideas.
In addition to ideas, Ryan also had a question for the crowd of over 1,000 to take to the president.
You know, but as you see the president come through on his bus tour, you might ask him the same question that I'm getting asked from people all around America, and that is, where are the jobs, Mr. President?
But Obama had a message for Ryan, too, about how he wasn't doing his job and was blocking passage of the Farm Bill. Obama spoke in Council Bluffs earlier in the day.
He is one of the leaders of Congress standing in the way. So if you happen to see Congressman Ryan, tell him how important this Farm Bill is to Iowa and our rural communities. We've got to put politics aside when it comes to doing the right thing for rural America and for Iowa.
After a stop in Boone, Obama paid a visit to the state fair, but only a few lucky visitors got a moment with the president, while thousands of people were held back by caution tape and the Secret Service. In Council Bluffs, Obama admitted it was a far cry from his visit during the last election.
The last time I went to the state fair, Secret Service let me do the bumper cars, but they said this year I wasn't president yet, so I could do that, but not this time.
The president is walking down a long line of people, shaking hands. He's getting his photograph taken with them and flashing that signature smile. Yeah, you can barely make it out, but he's grabbing a beer in the famous Bud tent of the Iowa State Fair. We presume it's a Budweiser.
He's a Bud Light fan, because he said, we asked him, the crowd asked him, what's your beer drinking? Bud Light.
That's Patrick Rhoda of Des Moines. He was in the tent and he got to shake the president's hand. Rhoda says he was already an Obama supporter, but some may have been swayed by the president's presence, like Gina McClellan of Carlisle. She got a hug from the president.
You know what's funny about that? I'm a conservative, but I don't know. I might go the other way. He smelled that good.
The smell of Obama was mixed in with the scent of barbecued pork, sweat, beer, and hay. And the question floating in the air, who will save the middle class? Even if the political lines have been drawn deeper in the sand, no one can quite agree on who will come out smelling clean. At the Iowa State Fair, I'm Sandhya Dirks, Iowa Public Radio News.